Ah, boy, times must be tough for Buddy at the arcade.
Yeah!
Lan and I have been asking for a raise for about 10 years, but poor Buddy says he can't do it. Ah, I don't even care, though. I pay to work at Fun Place.
Yeah!
It's been our home away from home for years. Sure, I look like a complete hosehead with my... on my daughter's Disney princess bike delivering these papers just to make ends meet, but hey, there's just something kind of peaceful about being out here.
Hi-yah!
Yeah, the birds are chirping, the sun's just coming up, and at least I'm getting some good exercise. Hey, Cat Lady Karen, how are you? Hey, have a good one. Enjoy your copy of System Gamer Magazine, courtesy of our friend Ian at coolmags.uk. Oh, there's that mower again. Hey, Anderson, your mower's on the loose again. It must be in his camper or something.
I got it!
And there we go. I'll tell you what, I'm working up a sweat over here. Whew. I think I'm gonna cross the street and get me some ice cream, eh? Da-da-da. Oh man, I wonder if they have any Ninja Turtle popsicles, eh? What? Hey, what's all the commotion over here? Oh, dude. Oh, it's that... That's, I've heard of this guy. It's that, Oh, what's his name? Street dancing... Break dancing... Dave... Steel! Street dancing Dave Steel. Break dancing Dave Steel.
I call this one the reverse watermelon.
Woo-yah!
Oh, wait a minute. Reverse watermelon? That's an odd move. Oh, what else he's got?
Ooh, oh, yeah. I call this one the helicopter spin.
Oh, jeez. This guy's got some skill.
And now for my finale, the Mario Brick Breaker with my hands.
Whoa, dude, this guy's something else.
And I call this one the trying to put my pants on in the morning dance. Yeah, it lasts a while.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, Breakdancing Dave, he's a legend around these parts. I didn't know this was his street. Oh, you know what? I'm going to throw him a free copy of System Gamer Magazine. Here you go, hosehead.
Hey, watch where you're throwing that, hoser.
Landed? Is that you?
No, this is Street Dancing Dave Steele. Who's this Landon cat you're talking about, even though he sounds cool?
No, you take off. I know. You can't lie to me. We've been working together for years, eh? We grew up together.
No,
I know when you're lying. You
no,
stutter.
I don't. No. No.
Yeah, you're doing it right
you
now.
You have
get
no
out
idea.
Of here.
No.
Good day and good gaming, and welcome to another episode of the Retro Junkies Super Show. I'm your host, Rob, and join with me, as always, on these retro gaming, retro junkie episodes is my main man, my partner in retro gaming crime, Mr. Landon Long. How are you, Hosehead?
Hey, man, doing good. Just trying to beat the heat, as the old-timers would say.
Yeah, oh, buddy, I hear you, man. I hear you. It's July 21st as we're recording this, and... Man, yesterday it was storming out, so it actually cooled the house down a little bit, but we're right back to the 90s here in Knoxville. What about you guys?
It kind of did the same thing. It stormed here all day yesterday, got to like lower 70s, which was really nice, but sun came out today and it was probably upper 80s, like 88, 87, but it felt, with all the humidity in the air, it felt like it was like 100 out there. It was horrible.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Anytime you cut the grass and stuff, you sweat about 2-3 pounds off, and you're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, you know what? The last time Landon and I really talked was probably the last episode. I know we text each other just about every day, but as far as actually talking with each other, it's been a little while, man. So I guess I should say before we catch up, we're covering Paperboy today, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, man, how have you been doing lately?
Been pretty good. Traveled a lot. I think this is the first weekend that we've had off in like a month. So,
oh, wow.
Looking forward to doing laundry and groceries and all that stuff that we've not been able to do just because we've been out of town with the basketball and everything. every weekend that. But looking forward to like doing like actual house stuff and staying at home, which I never thought you could have asked, you know, 10 or 11 year old me, hey, do you just want to stay at home on the weekend? No, I want to go out. 38 year old me is like, yeah, let's just stay at the house. Let's watch a TV show or watch a movie or just lay around and do nothing.
Oh, buddy, I know exactly what you're talking about. When you're so busy and, you know, you're spread so thin, it's nice just to do a simple thing and not be interrupted or not have to be in parent mode or whatever it might be. Like, for instance, Chris Beth and I last weekend, we were celebrating. She got a new job. And we just decided to go to Target together. We went out to dinner, but then afterwards we went to Target with no kids. And it was amazing just to walk around a store.
Nice.
Oh, it was incredible. it was an incredible experience. So we did that. But yeah, sometimes even around the house, you know, I'll just tell the kids, all right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and take care of this. I'm going to listen to some music and I'm going to work on the laundry. So you guys do your thing for a little bit. And you kind of feel like you're getting away with something.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You feel kind of guilty at first, and then you're like, I deserve this.
I deserve to hang these clothes up.
I deserve to hang these clothes up, because if we don't hang these clothes up, there ain't going to be no clean clothes.
Yeah, who will?
Exactly. Who will do it if I don't?
Amen, man. Amen. Yeah. The end of June was busy, so I turned 37 on June 25th. I'm getting pretty old.
You're an old man now.
Happening so fast. Can you believe we're like considered middle aged now? Can you believe that?
I refuse to accept that.
I do too. I still feel like I'm just, maybe our listeners can back us up with this. You know, when we were kids, you think, oh man, I'm gonna have all the answers by 40 years old. I don't even know how to do adult. I don't think I'm doing adulting right.
You know, like, I'm kind of the same way. I'm like, am I even doing this right?
Am I even doing this right? Especially now that we have children. It's like, am I doing this right? I hope I'm doing this right.
I hope I'm doing this like I'm supposed to, so I don't mess the kid up.
Exactly. Because the stakes are definitely raised when you have kids. But anyway, so it's crazy that I still remember my 10th birthday. I still remember some of those early birthdays. And here I am, 37. Not that that's super old. That's still kind of young in our point of view. Although 40 doesn't sound that old anymore. But yeah, it was a great day. I remember it rained on my birthday, but my wife and I, or the whole family, we went out and went to GameStop. I picked up Pokemon Violet, loving that game, by the way. And it was on a Sunday this year, so I was at church with the family. And as I'm walking by the lobby, we had some goodies the congregation was giving out. And it was on a Tasty Cake cardboard like cutout of Spider-Man, and one of the pastors, she said, oh yeah, we thought of you when we got this. You can have it when we're done getting rid of everything. I said, that's amazing. So I got a Spider-Man Tasty Cake rack sitting in my garage now. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, cool.
Pretty amazing. I love these cardboard cutouts. I'm a sucker for these things. And then, you know, my daughter's birthday was a day after that, but we celebrated the day before that and got a little bounce house and water slide. That was a ton of fun. And then a week after that was my wife's birthday, and she got her, we took her out to lunch, and then I think we had a date that night with no kids. That was kind of crazy. That was awesome.
Nice.
And, Yeah, it was great. And then, as a matter of fact, she decided she wanted to actually go see the Spider-Man movie again herself. That was her idea. So we went and saw that, and she's decided she's going to get a Gwen Stacy tattoo on her arm. So I was like, that is really cool. I said, are you sure? She's like, absolutely. She's one of my favorite characters ever. I said, that's amazing. Just when I thought I couldn't love you any more than I do.
So when are you getting Spider-Man?
You know, I can relate. Have you seen the Into the Spider-Verse movie?
I've not seen that one. I've seen the first one, but I've not seen the newest one.
Well, yeah, the first one's the Into the Spider-Verse. Yes. So you know about Peter B. Parker, the guy with the sweatpants.
Yeah.
He's my favorite character. I love that guy. And I've never related more to a superhero than him. So I was like, if I get a tattoo, he's got to be wearing sweatpants.
Spider-Man in sweatpants. I like it.
Exactly, and he's Spider-Dad in the new movie. It's great. So
Spider-Dad.
Oh, it's wonderful. But so, you know, we got to go see that. And then not too long ago, they had this Nintendo Summer Tour at Westtown Mall. And they had a bunch of Nintendo Switch stations set up, a lot of pictures you could take with the Nintendo characters and everything. And Grayson even won a Super Mario backpack and lunchbox. So that was really cool. Yeah, man, we had a ball and got to play the new Donkey Kong game. It's like Tropical Freeze, and I loved it. So that might be a purchase one of these days, but that's all modern stuff, man. Have you been up to anything retro lately?
Really the only thing that I've been playing around with is the Nintendo Switch. I paid a little extra and got like the online plus, where you get like the Mario Kart DLC and then the Sega Genesis, the Game Boy, and the Game Boy Advance and Nintendo 64 games.
Oh,
that you can play.
Know that?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I gotta say, I've been playing they added one of the Fire Emblem games to the Game Boy Advance library here probably about a month ago, and I've been playing that ever since, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty good game, pretty solid.
Wow. I didn't even know they did the Nintendo Plus. That's really cool. So you can get Game Boy games and... Because I think I've got the Sega and the regular Nintendo and Super Nintendo games.
I think you can get Nintendo 64. You get... Because I got it mainly for that, because me and Lola played Mario Golf there for a while earlier this year. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. We had an awesome time playing Mario Golf with each other. But it's got Nintendo 64, Game Boy Advanced, Sega Genesis, and then, you know, you've got the Super Nintendo and the Nintendo on the other. But the Sega Genesis just recently added, I think, Shinobi 2 and Ghouls and Ghosts.
That's a brutal game.
Dude, that's rough.
I remember playing that one at my buddy Jason's house. He had Ghouls and Ghosts on there, and I love the Halloween atmosphere, but golly, I was terrible at that game. But, you know, out of the two, which one do you think's harder? That one or the first one?
Oh gosh. That's like saying what's harder, a brick or a rock. I mean, they're both pretty brutal. And I mean, they'll both let you continue as long as you want to, too. So you can just keep, like, you're punishing yourself. You're like, yeah. I need to quit, but I got unlimited continues, and I know I can beat this guy, and you never beat that guy. And then you're like, well, here it is 5 hours later, and I've still not beat that guy. I probably need to stop. I don't know which. I would say Ghouls and Ghosts may be just a tad easier just because you have the options menu, and that's the only reason why.
It's one of those games where you play it and you're like, I could do better next time. And yeah. It just keeps bringing you back. And you never really do much better. But yeah, I guess that's how it works. It's like arcade games.
You think you're doing better, but you're really just kind of doing the same thing.
Well, that's awesome, man. Have you been up to anything else retro lately?
That's really it. Just playing the Switch.
Yeah, you've been busy.
That's really been about it. Like, the Switch has been the only thing that I've had time to do, and it's just because it's like pick up and play, and I love that about the Switch.
Oh, amen, amen. It's a great system because, in a lot of ways, if you love retro stuff, it's perfect because, what, like you said, you can pick up and play a lot of the – there's a lot of the old retro games. You know, the original ROMs are on there. They have updated versions of the retro games where they put enhancements like the instant save feature, rewind and fast forward. It's totally worth it for that. And then, as a matter of fact, like, for instance, I think in the last episode I was saying that I was playing Phantasy Star, so I got a little further ahead in that, and I found out that the Sega Ages version of Phantasy Star on the Switch does have maps of the mazes. Thank God for that.
Oh, that's
helpful. The dungeons. Oh my gosh, yeah. Because I think I posted a photo of it somewhere, and someone went, wow, you've got a map of the dungeon? And then I started thinking to myself, wait a minute, the original doesn't? That would be torture trying to go through that.
Dude, the original, you had to do it on graph paper.
Oh, man, that's... You had to earn it back in the day. You had to work for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's somewhere at my mom and dad, there's an old notebook of just, like, Mortal Kombat fatalities and codes for Sega Genesis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get that. I remember when I was playing Killer Instinct on the Super Nintendo, I had a bunch of notebook paper just written out for the Ultra combos and everything. Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah, so I've been playing a little bit of Phantasy Star. I've been reading through Goosebumps a little bit, trying to get in the horror vibe, and I finally read, and I feel ashamed to admit this because I love Goosebumps, but I had never read the first Night of the Living Dummy book.
Box Kids. Goosebumps is rated GB7 because it may be too spooky for children under 7.
It's classic.
It's a great one. I love that book. So I read it about 2 weeks ago, and I forgot that Slappy's not even the bad guy in the first book. So it's like these two twins, and one of the twins gets Slappy. She finds Slappy in a dumpster, and she's really a really good ventriloquist and everything, and she's playing with the dummy and all that. And the twin sister gets jealous of how good she is, so she begs her dad to get her a dummy as well. And I think that dummy's name was Mr. Wood. She starts slowly realizing that Mr. Wood's alive. And all throughout the book, it's Mr. Wood who's the bad guy. And then finally, at the very end, I hate to spoil it, but book came out in 1993. I think I'm okay.
I think you're good.
But in the end, you know, they finally get rid of Mr. Wood, and Slappy comes alive. He's like, thank goodness you got rid of him. He was really annoying me. And that's how the book ends, you know, on a cliffhanger. So, loved it. And now I'm reading Piano Lessons Can Be Murder. I'm reading that one right now. I'm really liking that. Been playing some Pac-Mania. Have you ever played this one?
Pac-Mania.
I never had either. I didn't even know this game existed, but on the Xbox Game Pass feature, they had the, I think it's called like Pac-Man Plus or something like that. It's a newer one, but it's got a bunch of old Pac-Man games on it. And Pac-Mania is on there, and it's a 1987 Namco release. It's really cool. It's kind of got an isometric maze kind of feel to it. It's still overhead, so you can kind of see it. But this is one of the only ones I've ever seen where Pac-Man can actually jump over the ghosts. And because I'm so used to not having that feature, I always forget about it. So I'm terrible at the game, but it's a lot of fun to play. So I've been playing that. I've been playing Dig Dug a little bit. I forgot how much I love that game. Been making some Pac-Man comics with Grayson. He loves Pac-Man. And, of course, I say it in just about every episode. I've been playing Stardew Valley, and man, oh man, I just love the music in that game. So for the sake of time, I won't play all of them, but I'm going to go ahead and just edit in just a few. There's one, it's called Journey of the Prairie King. Let me know what you think of this one. So to set it up, so it's a farm kind of game. It's an 8-bit farm game. But you've got all these townsfolks in the game that you can even build relationships with, friendships with, or even marry. But they also have different areas like the blacksmith. You've got the arcade. And this song comes from the arcade. And in the arcade, they have little mini arcade games you can play. And one of the games is called The Prairie King. And when you play the game, this song's playing. And it's amazing. It's a really good jam. So this is called Journey of the Prairie King. This is from Concerned Ape. This is a great, great track right here. It's got a whole Good, Bad, and Ugly vibe, doesn't it?
I'm digging it.
I like it too.
I like that.
It's got like a Western vibe.
I was going to say it's very Western-y feeling.
You know what it reminds me of? The Shadow music from Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah, it's kind of got that little whistle harmonica type sound to it.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool. Kind of reminds me of Western. And then one more I'll send to you there, Hosehead. And this is my happy song. This song right here is one of the summer theme songs. And I don't know how you say it. I think it's like Tropicala or Tropicala. But let me send this to you real quick and see what you think of this one. This is much like the overworld theme in the original Turtles game. You know, it's just one of those tracks that makes you happy. So this is another one here. And I'll send it your way right now.
All right.
Makes me just want to go outside, plant some crops, dance.
I was going to say, it's a very dancey feeling.
It really is. It really is. If this song doesn't put you in a good mood, nothing will. So what about you, man? Are there any songs that just put you in a chipper mood? Any video game-related songs?
I'm trying to think if there's any that just, like, make me just... Oh, gosh.
I know. Sorry to put you on the spot there.
I was going
to
say, I would normally be able to say something, but now I can't even say anything. I can't think. Oh, gosh.
Well, brother, it's late. I know how it is, man.
I'll tell you a song that just kind of makes me giggle and makes me happy. Let me see. I'll see if I can find it, and I'll send it to you, but... It's the store song from Earthbound, when you go into a store.
You know, Hosehead, speaking of games I never played, Earthbound is a game I have never played. So, please forgive me.
Oh my gosh. That one,
I've always heard of it.
That one's good. And the name of the song, let me see if I can find it. All right, I found it. Let me send it to you. I've heard it called the store theme, and I've heard somebody make a remix of it with, like... banjos and pianos called The Humoresque of a Little Dog, but it's just kind of a happy, kind of laid back song.
Well, you got me intrigued. I'm gonna play this. Oh yeah. Oh, I like this. Oh, I like the little stereo effect there. That was good. Something, will ya?
Yep.
Oh, nice track. This is upbeat. I like this. Oh, you know, there was another one too that this reminds me of. Like Skate or Die, didn't they have like a shop music theme in that too? I don't know. I don't know why I'm thinking that, but I remember there was a track on there that always put me in a good mood, but I just can't remember which one it was. But, you know what? Speaking of skating, so I'm going to, you know, very, very poor transition here, but I found a great, great game. It's called The Video Kid on the Switch, and it ties perfectly into our game of this month that we're going to talk about.
Meet me at the park at 8, okay? 7:55. I'm late for Jessica.
Come here, baby.
Get off me, creep.
What the?
Thanks, Video Kid.
The Video Kid? Pixel Trip Studios. Okay. It was $4.99 on the Nintendo eStore. It came out in 2018. And it's great. I'll just read the descriptions here. It says, skate your way to Jessica with just one life. But don't forget to deliver those videos. So it's styled just like Paperboy. It's set in the 80s, so all these 80s characters come into play. And I'll just read it. It's the 1980s. The kid needed to earn some cash to take his girlfriend out. So by delivering pirate videotapes to his customers and staying one step in front of the cops, he quickly became the Video Kid. Running the gauntlet on his bogusly dangerous delivery route, the Video Kid must survive against all odds to reach his beloved Jessica. Is today the day that he'll finally reach her in time? So the Video Kid pays homage to the 1980s, the classic video games of that era, harking back to a simpler time of pure gameplay. Take control of the Video Kid as he hurls videos through the mailboxes or windows of customers to earn cash. Dodge civilians, jump and grind cars, and avoid the neighborhood cops to stay alive. But this is no ordinary street. You may also encounter strangely familiar characters from your past. How many will you spot? Oh, buddy, and there's a ton. Like Optimus Prime, there's like one scene where you're crossing the street and Optimus Prime and Starscream are like battling each other as they whiz by. It's great.
Oh, cool.
Oh, and then like you're skating around the cops and then you fall in the sewer and you see the Ninja Turtles real briefly and they kind of dart away. Oh, it's so cool. But it is ridiculously hard. So if you get this game, Hosehead, I think you'll really enjoy it, but just be prepared to like, it's tough. It is a tough game, but it's one of those games just like Ghouls and Ghosts. You keep going back like, I could do better next time. So, and I've been humbled, man. Grayson's much better than me already. Yeah.
I've give up. My daughter surpassed me in everything. I'm just like, meh, good job. There's another one you can do better than me. Go on.
Go on, go on. Just add that to your trophy room.
Yes, exactly. Just add that to your shelf. Go on.
Oh, I almost forgot. Last thing I'll say is, as far as retro stuff, I have to give a big, big bowl of wings out to our dear friend Josh Witt. You know, Jay Weezy, the man. Yeah. For my birthday, he surprised me with a custom Game Boy that is all themed in Ninja Turtles.
Oh, cool.
Even these, oh my gosh, the start and select button, the green buttons for the B and A buttons and the D-pad, even the back of it is this translucent green. It's incredible. He even put, he custom modded it to have a green backlight in it. It looks amazing. And he put an EverDrive in there as well. So I've been playing a lot of Paperboy on my Game Boy this week, and I've just, he got me a little link cable as well for it so I can trade Pokemon with Christabeth, and it's just awesome. So
that's cool.
I've been gushing over it like for weeks, and I cannot say thank you enough, Josh, for doing that. That was super nice. I appreciate it, man. Cowabunga, dude. And last but not least, we had a question for our friends in the Discord server.
I like this. Yeah, I man. Like this.
I did too. This was cool. This was all good friend Nick DeMarco's idea, the Atari man. Actually, he left us our very first inaugural Hoser Hotline message. So we'll play that in a minute. So he says, or the question was, what is a game that instantly makes you think of summer? So, Landon, I'll open the floor with you, man. What is a game that instantly makes you think of summer?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think. Well, we just actually heard my pick for a happy, upbeat tune, and it's that same game, Earthbound, makes me think of summer.
Help four wonder kids save the planet from hideous destruction. Venture through 8 mysterious levels to gain power and put an end to the interstellar threat. Beware, the ultimate test is the encounter with a powerful guidance. The planet in Earthbound.
The first time I ever played it and rented it, it was during the summer. And it was one of those games, like I remember I rented and I kept it forever and got a ton of overdue fees for it. But it was that good and that much fun. And the cool thing about it is it's just like basically a kid goes out to save the world, and he uses things that a kid would use as weapons, like baseball bats and yo-yos and, you know, bottle rockets, things like that, like stuff that would find laying around. One of the ways you regain your health in it is you can dig around in the trash and you can find like half-eaten hamburger, and you get that, and that's like a health power-up.
Oh, that's it sounds like it's funny. Is it a funny game or is it kind of serious?
It's a funny game, but it gets a little bit more serious as it goes on. Yeah, it's a good game. It definitely takes a little while to play. And the original release, it came with a player's guide because it was so difficult to kind of walk you through. And it had scratch and sniff stickers in it. The player's guide did.
Oh, that's great. Boy, is that not a sign of the times right there? You know, it's the scratch and sniff stickers with an old game.
There was a scratch and sniff for a piece of pizza that you could find for your hamburger. A scratch and sniff for Master Belch, and Master Belch was a living pile of garbage, and it smelled like a landfill. It was so awesome. I'm trying to think what other scratch and sniffs there were, like just different areas in the game. You could look in the player's guide and it would say scratch this to see what the party's smelling in this place. You could scratch it and smell it. It was so cool.
That's great, man. I really do need to play that. Is that on anything cheap? Is it on the... I don't think it's on the Switch, is it?
It may be on the Switch.
Oh. If it is, I will have to pick that one up because I've heard about it for years.
You'll have to play it. You'll love the Mr. Saturns. they're a race of people, and their font, the dude that created the game, had his five-year-old daughter like write out her ABCs. And their font when they speak to you is her handwriting.
Well, that is really creative.
And they're like a little race of aliens, and they end all their sentences by saying boing.
Yeah, so we got a message from our friend, Mr. Atari Man himself. Again, thank you so much for calling in. So I'll go ahead and play it right now. So this is on our inaugural Hoser Hotline.
Hey, it's your old pal Atari Man here, and... seems to me like a certain flannel-wearing hoser and shiny-toothed connoisseur, and yes, the Melon Rider, Landon Long, ponder the question, what
Melon
game
Rider.
Makes you think of summer, and why? It's very easy
that is
to
one
me.
Of my many monikers.
That'll be California Games on the NES. The
Along
music,
with Hey You
the events,
and
the
Hey Stupid.
Sponsorship. What more could you ask for in the summertime? That's my answer. What's yours?
All right. Thank you so much, Atari Man, for calling in. So he said California Games on the NES is the game he thinks about in the summer.
Oh, that would be a good choice, too. California
Games, wow. If you can keep on top of these California games, you'll know you're incredible. Six great run-of-the-sun games for your Nintendo. Roller skating. Foot bag. Totally awesome skateboarding. California, the way to play. BMX racing. So exciting. Oh, it's like the real deal. California Games, wow. Master all six. You'll be like king of the beach. California Games for your Nintendo.
That is a great choice. One of my favorite parts of that game, I remember they had the vertical ramp, the vert ramp for skating.
Oh.
And it reminded me of Skate or Die so much. So I would do tricks on there, and I really enjoy that game. So that's a great pick.
I was never good at the skateboarding on that. I was better at the hacky sack on that. I loved hacky sack on that game. Or foot bag, as they call it.
Yes, I think they had that on the Sega Genesis version as well. I remember really liking that one. I think there was one of them, didn't one of them have like a frisbee challenge or something? Or I can't
Yeah,
remember.
Like you had to throw a frisbee to somebody out in a field, and as soon as you threw it, you got to control the person out in the field, and you had to try to catch it.
Okay, that sounds about right. Definitely all summer themed sports, yeah.
Roller skating on the boardwalk, that was a cool
one.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Surfing was a good one too. Mm-hmm. I liked surfing.
I was terrible at that one. Yeah.
I wasn't real good at that one either. BMX. The BMX was hard.
Oh, I remember about that one.
I remember BMX and skateboarding being the two that I just absolutely didn't enjoy at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. And you know what? That's, I remember that game being pretty common to find. So if you guys haven't picked that one up, I can't imagine it's too expensive these days, you know, even nowadays. So the California games, they're a lot of fun, no matter what edition you get.
And like he said, the thing I like too is you got to pick a company to sponsor you. And which,
oh, that's right.
Which company would you pick? Milton Bradley was one, Ocean Pacific, Santa Cruz Skateboards. I'm trying to think what other. Casio. I think Casio might have been one.
Ah.
Like they were actual, like real companies.
Yeah, I'll go with Casio just because John Candy supports them, eh? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Casio.
I think I always either went with Santa Cruz Skateboards or Ocean Pacific Beachwear. Because I used to have some Ocean Pacific shirts when I was in kindergarten. I remember I loved my OP shirts.
Very nice.
Because they were neon, man. I had like a neon green and like a neon like peach colored one.
Ah, the 90s. Oh, those colors. Speaking of crazy colors, you know, going to all the way back to the Ninja Turtles cartoon, our friend Brian, he answered the question by saying Ninja Turtles 3, the NES Manhattan Project. I remember playing it with my friend and then jumping into his pool. That is exactly like my story, man. That is incredible.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome. That's one of the games I think of for the summer is Turtles 3. And it was a pool party at my friend's house. I've told the story a million times, so I won't bore everybody with that. But yeah, Brian, I'm right there with you. That's cool. Dig Dougie. Great name. Dig Dougie. He says Legend of Zelda, the original.
Did you see the latest Nintendo newsletter?
Whoa, nice graphics. I'd like to get my hands on that game.
You mean you haven't played it yet? We can play it on my Nintendo Entertainment System. It's The Legend of Zelda, and it's really rad. Those creatures from Ganon are pretty bad. Octoroks, Tektites, Leavers, too. But with your help, our hero pulls through. Yeah, go, Link. Yeah, get Zelda.
Awesome.
Intense.
The Nintendo Entertainment System. Your parents help you hook it up. The Legend of Zelda sold separately.
I earned money to buy it, cleaning the house while my parents worked. Then, having earned my goal, I spent the rest of the summer playing it and forgot all about my chores. Star, that's great. Sorry, Mom.
Nice.
I love that. I love that story. Our friend Baxter says Mario 3.
It's happening everywhere. Mario fans are jumping up and down over new Super Mario Brothers 3 fruit snacks. Meaning your favorite Mario 3 characters are now something you can eat. You'll jump at the chance to try them. Find a blue princess fruit piece in Mario or Link. And win a free t-shirt. Or... for a chance to win a t-shirt, no purchase necessary, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to Box 1164, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, by October 31st, 1991.
Played at my cousin's house for the first time. Raccoon Mario blew my mind. I'm right there with you, man. He lived in a trailer, and it was crazy hot in there. I remember sitting on his carpet with the box fans on full power. That's awesome. That's awesome. And those hot summers, I know what you're talking about. I think I mentioned him earlier. Jason, my friend in Gloucester, I remember he had a bedroom kind of on the bottom floor for the long time, and then eventually he moved up to the attic, and there was no air up there. It was a cool setup, really cool setup, but there was no air up there, so it was miserably hot. But we'd be sweating playing N64 or Killer Instinct up there. We didn't care because it was wide open, and it was just so much fun to spend hours up there. But yeah. I probably lost a lot of weight just sitting there playing games with him. So Atari Man follows it up by saying, aside from the cool... Oh, so we had another question. I said, has anyone had any thoughts or memories about the game Paperboy that you'd like us to share on the show? So Atari Man said, aside from the cool setup, I don't have any memories of the arcade. However, the NES port is still one of my all-time favorite passers. All-time passer of a game. Let me start that over. However, the NES port is still one of my all-time favorite games, or passer of a game, and, might I boldly add, I'm quite good at. Something about delivering the news to the Grim Reaper during an isolated tornado, complete with a runaway baby stroller and angry rolling pin wheeling grandma, still gets me. I hear you, man. That's awesome. So, I guess finally we can talk about Paperboy, man. What do you think?
I think it's time. I think it's time to,
yeah,
to bring up
so.
The big guns.
to pick an easy one today, guys. And it's one that puts us in a good mood, makes me think of summer as well. And that is Paperboy, not just for the arcade, but the millions of home ports. It was on the ZX Spectrum. It was on the Commodore 64, Atari Lynx, Sega, N64 even did a port of it, which I heard is pretty good. Don't know if I said Sega Master System yet, but that they did a port of it. So, man, when did you find this game, and what was your go-to port for this game growing up?
NES was my go-to on this, and it was the one that I remember the most because it had the crazy commercial with, like, the live-action, you know, the kid delivering the papers and, like, all the stuff that you could run into in the game, like, really chasing after the guy in the commercial. It kind of cut in some gameplay footage too during all that.
Warning: such behavior is irresponsible, immature, and very foolish. We recommend you try it at home. Paperboy from Mindscape for your Nintendo Entertainment System.
It was, I don't know, like something about the game just kind of like piqued my interest. I'm like, oh, it looks fun. And then I finally got to play it a few years later and I really enjoyed it, but I found out that I have really bad OCD with this game. Like
really?
If I
Why?
Miss a house or like I miss a subscriber, I'm like, ah, reset.
Because it's really hard to get them back too, right? Because once you miss a house, you have to get on the next round. So say you miss a house on Monday or you break a window at a house on Monday, the customer will cancel their subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So on Tuesday, you've got to get all of the houses perfect just to earn one subscription back.
Yeah.
And, you know, even on the easy street, that is really hard to
That's
do.
That's rough.
Oh my gosh, yeah. But yeah, man, I'm right there with you. The NES was one of my the ones I grew up playing, and I think there's even some early like Retro Junkies videos of us playing Paperboy. I think we played it a lot together.
That's where Street Dancing Dave came from.
Or
Break
Dancing
Dave.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
sounds like a cool cat, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. When he's got glasses on, you know.
Now you never know.
This one here, I never saw it in the arcade. Did you ever see this game with the bike handles in the arcade?
I've never seen it in the arcade. Now, I've seen photos of the cabinet, like you said, with the bike handlebars on it, and that's really stinking cool.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, how cool is it they had bike handlebars on there, and you could actually pull back to brake and push forward to actually go a little bit faster? That was a really cool mechanic at the time, and you know, this was an Atari game, which I forget that Atari made this way back in 1984. The cabinet is a pretty cool cabinet. Obviously, the design with the handlebar is my favorite part. But it was a really successful cabinet back in the day. It made a lot of money that year that it was released. And it, like I said, it made tons of ports for this game. Would you mind maybe describing some of the gameplay of it before we talk about how terrible we are at it?
Oh, gosh. So, basically, you're a paperboy, which, you know, the title kind of gives away. Spoiler, you're a paperboy. Your job is to deliver newspapers to the subscribers on your route. You get points for delivering the paper by either hitting the subscriber's front kind of stoop at their front door or throwing it into their mailbox. If you throw it and it like breaks a window or doesn't hit the stoop or the mailbox, then you lose that subscriber at the end of that day. You basically go up what's called Easy Street, which is the only difficulty that I played on, and I was horrible at it to begin with.
Yeah, but same.
You go up Easy Street and you hit the homes. You throw papers at the homes with the mailboxes or the stoops. And the non-subscribers, didn't they live in red houses?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They lived in red houses. But what was crazy about this neighborhood was, like, it wasn't like a run-of-the-mill neighborhood. Like, you could go by a subscriber's house and an old lady with, like, a rolling pin will, like, run out and start chasing after you. or lawnmowers can, like, and they're just out there kind of just mowing by themselves, and they see you coming up the street and they start chasing after you. Was it Paperboy 1 that had the kid on the skateboard that would go by?
Yes.
And you had to dodge him. There was kids on skateboards. There were kids, and that may, and this may be the second one too, but there was kids on like tricycles that you had to avoid.
Oh yeah, tricycles. There were lawnmowers, tombstones, fire hydrants, dogs.
Garden gnomes. I love that there were garden gnomes, little garden gnomes that would chase after you.
Oh yeah, yeah. The breakdancers though, that's my favorite, because I remember for the longest time I would go, what is he doing? Like,
he was just like breakdancing out in front of his house, man. He's got to get better.
Of course, I love the in the arcade. Some of the things that are in the arcade are not in the NES port. Like there's two people just fist fighting, just beating the ever living crap out of each other in the sidewalk that you have to avoid. And then I love how you can also as you're passing by, you see somebody trying to break into a house too. There was a lot going on all these games. Yeah. I forgot to mention, too, is that this game came out on the Atari 2 system. It came out a little bit later in 1984 or 1985. Paperboy was one of the first games that they made on the system. Then 720, Super Sprint, Championship Sprint, and APB, they all came out with the same Atari system. Oh, the cool. Atari 1, yeah, a little earlier, had games like Marble Madness, Peter Packrat, Roadrunner, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and Road Blasters. That came out on their Atari 1 system, so for the arcade cabinets. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool that they used the same system for many different iconic games.
Yeah, APB is actually a really fun game. That's one of those games that I kind of like to play when I have a little bit of time and I just need to kill it for whatever reason.
Yeah, that is a fun one. I remember playing that on an Atari collection on my iPad like crazy. I played that one in Tapper all the time. The game, you hit the nail on the head with the gameplay, you know, and there's a point system too.
Yeah, like you could, I don't remember a lot of the point system. I remember if you could get the papers into the mailbox, it was more points than if you got it onto the porch. You got points, of course, for like hitting the people that were chasing after you before they could get behind you. Like if you could hit them when they were beside you, you'd get points for that, for stopping them. You get points for hitting the criminal breaking into the home. The biggest source of points in this game is at the very end of the street, where you go through like a bonus course.
Yeah,
and you have
right.
like all these targets that you have to try to hit, and you have unlimited papers to do it with. You hit all these targets. There are like ramps that you like jump up and have to throw targets while you're jumping through the air and hit them. And if you make it to the finish, you have like a crowd of people just like cheering you on for
like,
doing.
Where do they come from?
It's like, do you just like come to watch Paperboy competitions for like no reason other than to just show up? But yeah, it's just like you have these people cheering like, hey, you made it through another successful day of work. Yay! Which, I know we were saying this was a summer game, but I feel like maybe this was the first job simulator game ever out there.
Yep. It's like, welcome to adult life, kid. This is how it is. So everyone's out to get you.
Everybody's going to try to kill you, and you're just trying to do your job.
Oh, amen to that. That always cracked me up, too, that they have a obstacle course at the very end and a crowd waiting for them to cheer you, for you to cheer you on. Like, hey, you did it.
Oh, and I forgot about, like, Nick said, you had the Grim Reaper. You had, like, death and, like, isolated tornadoes chasing after you, too.
It really is Final Destination.
It is. It's like Final Destination, the job. Or Final Destination Street, the job.
The job. Oh gosh, yeah, I know it. Yeah, but you're definitely right. If you could get the paper into the mailbox, I think it was like 750 points.
Yeah, it was a lot more.
Yes, but it was high risk. You know, it was so easy to, you know, miss it. Mm-hmm. But you know, you could play it safe and just throw it on the subscriber's porch. Apparently, you could break a non-subscriber's window, and you actually got points for that. I didn't know that. But, you know, like you said,
strong-arming people into a paper subscription, I see, huh?
Oh, you want this. You're going to pay for it regardless.
It's like, you're going to pay for it or we're going to keep breaking windows.
Yeah, man, I'm with you, though. I am so bad at this game, I can't even make it through a full week on just Easy Street, let alone, they had some clever names for the other streets. I cannot remember them offhand. I think the last street is called Street of Hard Knocks or something like that. I can't remember.
That's one where people are fighting.
Right? Yeah. And I love how the paper, too, when you lose, it shows some really funny headlines, like Paperboy calls it quits. Daily Sun subscription rates plummet. You know, he was a real loser. That's like one of the quotes from the paper.
Yeah, like, this guy's a kid and you're calling him a loser?
I know, it's horrible.
Just a kid out there trying to, you know, learn responsibility and make some extra cash. Oh, he's a loser. He can't throw a paper from a moving bike onto our porch. What
so
a loser.
True. Yeah. Oh, poor kid. But yeah, so some of the ports, so I played the Game Boy port, and it's not bad. I think it holds up pretty good for a Game Boy game. Oh, and by the way, the composer is a guy named Hal Cannon and Earl Vickers, and there's not a lot of songs in this game, but buddy, that first one is an earworm. Oh man, it hits you, and it's either gonna make you smile or it's gonna just make you want to rip your hair out, that song. So yeah,
I can listen to it through about the first day, and then after that I just mute the TV.
yeah, it'd definitely be nice if they had included a lot more music in the game, but for whatever reason they didn't. But yeah, it's overall it's a solid game. I feel terrible that I'm not doing the best job of reviewing it because I didn't get very far. I have seen some gameplay videos of it. It just seems that the streets, there's not too much of a variety of enemies in the arcade version. Once you get to the other two streets, it's just there's more of them, which makes it a little bit more challenging. And I think some of the characters move a little quicker in the other streets as well, but. But yeah, this is just one of those games, you know, to pick up and you just kind of enjoy the silliness of it all. Oh, and the arcade game had tons of voice samples in it, a lot of them. I can't. There's a couple ones. I watched a video from Patman QC, and I think one of the developers had said that they wanted to have like the town drunk in the game, and the boys and when the boy rides by on his bike, he goes, "Hi, Dad." But they cut that, so I was like, "Oh, that's kind of funny." Dark humor, but it's funny. But yeah, it's one of those games. I'm surprised it hasn't had more sequels. I mean, the last sequel for Paperboy was Paperboy 2 in 1991 that I know of.
Yeah, were there any others after that? I think that like the only other one was the N64 one. If you're going kind of in chronological order.
Yeah, right. And I think wasn't that one just a remake of the first?
I think it was just a remake of the first, like in 3D, yeah.
I hear there was one on the iPad called Paperboy Special Delivery. I've never played that one. And then, of course, this spiritual sequel, I guess, The Video Kid, which is borrowing the same mechanics for sure, back in 2018. But really, there's been no Paperboy 3 officially in over 20-some years, 30 years at this point. So
I think it's just because the newspaper industry died.
We need to bring it back. What can they do now? They could do
iPad Boy. He just throws iPads at people, but it's only one day, and after that, it's over. And he breaks all of them because they shatter.
And he hurts a lot of people. Ow, my head!
Ow, that really hurts. Those are heavy. There's a lot of glass on my door. Is that supposed to be there?
iPad Boy. Oh, yeah. It just doesn't have the same ring to it. Or e-reader boy. It's just not the same.
E-reader. Here's your Amazon Fire. Oh!
Oh, I love it. So I know that's kind of a speed review, guys, but hey, we're already an hour into this, you know, with all our rambling. But
it's not a very complex game, though. I mean, there's not a whole lot. There's not a whole lot. It was kind of more of the high score type of arcade game. It had less to do with narrative and more to do with, I got the high score on Paperboy. What have you done today?
Yeah, I'm really surprised that neither one of us have seen these in arcades much at all. Yeah, because this was a big game back in the day. I mean, it was a household name kind of game, but these days I just don't see it. I don't know if the Arcade Museum might have it. I do know that over in Knoxville, Bitburger and Token Tavern, they don't have it, and they got a lot of classic arcade games, but not one you see that often, although according to Arcade Museum, it's a pretty common machine, so... Go figure.
I wonder if the handlebars, like the handlebar mechanism, has anything to do with that.
Yeah, something's telling me it would be easy to break. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's kind of specialized. Like if something were to break down on it, like it would be hard to find a replacement part or somebody that would know how to fix it.
Yeah, it's kind of like the whole Sugar Rush situation.
Yeah, don't break the steering wheel. They have to order that thing from Japan and eBay it and all that other stuff that they do.
Yeah, eBoy. Right, exactly. So, yeah, this was a wonderful game. This is definitely one that I pick up from time to time. And I do want to maybe take it a little bit more seriously one day and try to set some high scores on it. But, yeah, this is one of those games that Landon and I played a lot. I know we have a video of it somewhere. And if I can find it this week, I will edit at least a clip of it into the show. But, yeah, man, any last things you want to say about it for anybody who might not have ever played it?
Just that, you know, give it a try. See if you can get past, like, Tuesday or Wednesday. If you can get past Wednesday, congratulations. You've beaten me at the game because yeah, I can't get past Wednesday.
Amen, man. Well, I'm right there with you. And if you want a good laugh, this is one of those games that just really does make you laugh. Especially when I've never looked forward to a game over screen so much as I do this one because I want to see what the headlines say. It was a real
loser. Paperboy calls it quits. What are we going to do now? How are we going to get our paper out?
Exactly. I say, who broke my window? So, yeah, it's one of those games that definitely make you smile. And I have a good time with this. This gives me the same vibes as Zombies Ate My Neighbors. It's just a fun game to pick up. It's got some humor to it. I love games with humor. And, this is certainly one of those. Like you said, it's not a very complex game. I think the lack of variety a little bit in the later stages and the music kind of repeating over and over holds it back a little bit. But, oh, man, this could be a franchise that could easily come back now. I think kids would love it. I mean, my son loves Video Kid because the mechanics are really simple. And that's what makes a lot of these classics great. You know, you can pick them up at any time and start figuring it out pretty quickly.
It's easy to play, but hard to master.
Amen. Amen. Just like Dig Dug. Lord.
That's Paperboy in a nutshell. Yeah. Dude, Dig Dug's easy concept, but it's very difficult to master.
Right, right. Yeah, amen, man. I was playing some the other day. I was like, I know I can do better.
You got Ghost and Goblin on Dig Dug.
I know. Apparently so. That's the story of my life these days. Well, all right, guys, we would love to hear from you guys and what you think of Paperboy. What's your high score? Do you think the game still holds up? We would love to hear what you have to say about it because it's an iconic game. And if you have seen it in your arcade or even played it when you were a kid, tell us all about it, you lucky dog. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. So our hoser hotline is, well, I don't know yet. I got to pull it up. But our email, is trjsupershow@gmail.com. Our hoster hotline is 865-312-7260. Again, that's 865-312-7260. We'd love to hear from you. And thank you again, Atari Man, for sending us a message. It was great to hear from you, man. And Landon, what are we going to do next, man? I guess by the time we record again, it'll be in August. So we're getting close to spooky season, you know?
Ooh, I would like to do. We could do something scary. What do you?
Yay!
You want to do a movie or something?
Let's do a movie. What movie you want to do?
Ooh, Chopping Mall.
They broke into the mall for the wildest all-night party of their lives.
Get that meat.
But you're never alone in the Chopping Mall.
That
robot blood.
Chopping Mall, where shopping costs you an arm and a leg.
Okay, all right. We were talking about it on the last episode. I was hoping you'd say that.
It's 80s. It's in a shopping mall. It's on Shudder because I know it's on the Joe Bob.
Oh, great, great. Well, that's great.
Because he covered it.
Yeah, we could do maybe a Stan's Drive-In with that. So stay tuned, guys. We're getting ready for spooky season as we get ready to go back to school and everything. That's spooky, too.
Dude, going back to school is spooky.
It really is. School shopping, that's one of the most terrifying things you got to do.
We've already had to buy supplies, but that's other story.
Oh, same, brother. We sure have. But all right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for listening. And we got a new review on iTunes. So thank you so much for the review. Merlin, I think his username was. We really appreciate that. Reviews on iTunes are the greatest way you can help us kind of just spread word about the show. I think we're up to 13 reviews now. So that's pretty cool, you know, since we switched our feed and everything. So if anyone has listened to the show and you like what you hear, we would love to hear from you, whether it's a review on iTunes, a rating on Spotify, an email, anything like that.
Anything, yeah.
Certainly helps the show, absolutely.
Because I know if you're like me and you have an Android device, Apple won't let you leave reviews on Apple Podcasts. You have to have an Apple device. Yeah, I tried doing that. I even tried logging in with my wife's Apple stuff, and it wouldn't let me leave a review. It said, you can't leave a review on, you know, Apple Podcasts from an Android device. Please log into an active iTunes account and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, okay, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And I think, like, Apple's 60% of our listeners, according to the stats I see. And Spotify's about 20%, and all the others are kind of in there somewhere. But yeah, guys, we thank you so much for listening. And stay tuned as we're covering Chopping Mall in the next episode. So, Lana, I think we better wrap this up, man. What kind of wings you want to have to close out this one?
Oh, let's just get some dry garlic rub with the evening newspaper.
Oh, dry garlic rub, dry rub with the evening newspaper. Yeah. I like it. All right, guys. Hey, thank you all so much for listening. And on behalf of Landon and myself, we hope you have an incredible month of July and most of the month of August by the time you hear from us again. Yeah, here's to hope you enjoy your garlic dry rub wings for your newspaper route. And we will talk to you later. Good day, good gaming.
Later, taters.
Goodbye.
Children. No, I don't know what that means.
You think tell suspicious?
Me. So is it suspicious?
Don't be suspicious.
Yeah, and then I have to sing that song. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
I love John Ralphio.
Oh, I do too. He's one of my heroes. Yeah, he's like, technically I'm homeless.
Flushed with cash.
One of my favorites is when he's interviewing for a job. And it's like this end credit scene, and John Ralphio's interviewing for a job. He gets the job, and the boss is taking him through the whole company real quick. And by the time he like does a loop around, John Ralphio said so many offensive things that the guy's like, "You're fired." He's like, "All right, I'll see myself out. I'll see y'all later."
John Ralphio and Mona Lisa were like two of the greatest side characters on that show.
Money, please.
I agree.
Daddy, money, money. Oh, Lord, I love it. But, yeah, I know Grayson. He'll watch some Minecraft videos every now and then. And there's one host that he doesn't say anything really bad, you know, but he annoys the crap out of me because he's always shouting. And he says sus and bro all the time. I'm like, Grayson, I don't want you talking like that. That's what my middle schoolers sound like.
Yeah, you don't talk like those people. Those are people that are making millions of dollars, but...
But they still... Well, you just shouldn't talk like that.
You're too young to talk like that. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I don't. Okay, I'll just pretend I'm riding along here. Okay. Oh, yeah, so what I'll do is I'll do like a little monologue, and I'm like throwing papers as I'm doing this little monologue, and I'll edit some effects in while I do that, okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay. So it's not me like grunting because I got to poop or anything. I have to throw papers in.
Whatever, no, you're dropping logs over there. I hear you.
No way. Oh, no, get out of here. Although we did have Bojangles chicken, which was amazing. All right, here we go. Ah, boy, times must be tough for Buddy at the arcade. Yeah. Landon and I have been asking for a raise for about 10 years, but poor Buddy says he can't do it. Ah, I don't even care, though. I'd pay to work at a fun place. Hey, yeah! It's been our home away from home for years. sure, I look like a complete hose head with my on my daughter's Disney princess bike delivering these papers just to make ends meet, but hey, there's just something kind of peaceful about being out here.
I just got a really good visual of you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, that's okay. As a matter of fact, I was going to talk about it on the show, but Lyra just got her little Disney princess bike, so I can take that out, eh? Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
So, let's see. The birds are chirping. The sun's just coming up. And at least I'm getting some good exercise. Hey, Cat Lady Kathy. Well, you know what? We could do Cat Lady Karen. That's pretty good. So you can come chasing me with the cats. I'll enter that in. Okay. Hey, Cat Lady Karen, how are you? Hey, have a good one. Enjoy your copy of System Gamer Magazine, courtesy of our friend Ian at coolmags.uk. Plug for Cool Mags. Let's see. Okay, so now what I was thinking is we could do like a runaway mower, just like in Paperboy. And it's Anderson's mower.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, there's that mower again. Hey, Anderson, your mower's on the loose again. He must be in his camper or something. I got it.
Like a couple of spider monkeys.
And now for another war story.
Oh, my god! Sorry,
those are great. I love it. I love those war stories. By the way.
Everybody dies but him in them is what I think that's the punchline.
The reason he didn't put a good quality of primer on, and now we got a recipe for disaster. Rust. Sir, people are dying. We're going to turn this ship around right now. Oh, gosh. Here we go. And there we go. So I was thinking maybe the death scythe guy he approaches with his scythe and all. Dude, sweet costume. I didn't know Party City was in town already, eh? I wonder if they moved into the old, Party City, what would it move into? Give me some ideas, Jose, I'm losing it.
Let's see. You guys moved into...
It's got to be like a funny store.
You guys moved into the old Funko land.
Oh, perfect. There we go. Okay, I'll use that. Thank you. Dude, sweet costume. I didn't know Party City was in town already. I guess they moved into that old Funko town. Funko town, Lord.
Funko town? I guess take me down to Funko town. Won't you take me to the Funko town?
Funko town? I'm like, this doesn't sound right. I wonder if they moved in that old Funko land, eh? All right, and then I was thinking... maybe I'm crossing the street to get some ice cream, and like as I'm doing that, a bunch of people are crashing, and I'm avoiding all the traffic. Okay. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm working up a sweat over here. Whew. I think I'm gonna cross the street and get me some ice cream, eh? La-da-da. Oh man, I wonder if they have any Ninja Turtle popsicles, eh? What? Hey, what's all the commotion over here? So this where you come in, Hosehead. Oh, dude. Mm. Oh, it's that... I've heard of this guy. It's that... what's his name? Street dancing... Breakdancing... Dave... Steele. Street dancing Dave Steele. Breakdancing Dave Steele.
I call this one... The Reverse Watermelon. Hoo-yah!
Oh, wait a minute. Reverse Watermelon? That's an odd move. Oh, I wonder what else he's got.
Oh yeah, I call this one the helicopter spin.
Oh, geez, this guy's got some skill. Go, Dave.
Now for the finale, the Mario. And now for my finale, the Mario Brick Breaker with my hands.
Whoa, dude, this guy's something else. I think I've heard about Breakdancing Dave. Jeez, he's a legend around these parts. You know what? I'm gonna get a copy of. Oh, go ahead.
I got one more I just thought of, and it actually ties in the game. And I call this one the trying to put my pants on in the morning dance. Yeah, it lasts a while.
Oh, man! I'll tell you, Breakdancing Dave, he's a legend around these parts. I didn't know this was his street. You know what? I'm gonna throw him a free copy of System Gamer Magazine. Here you go, Hosehead. Whoa!
Hey, watch where you're throwing that, Hoser.
Landed? Is that you?
No, this is This is Street Dancing Dave Steele. Who's this Landon cat you're talking about, even though he sounds cool?
No, you take off. I know. You can't lie to me. We've been working together for years, eh? We grew up together. I know when you're lying. You stutter.
No, you're doing it right now.
Get out of here.
You have no idea. No.
You hoser. You've been holding out on me. You probably make lots of money. You never even shared it with me, eh?
No, man. I just do it for the street cred. I don't make any money. Street Dancing Dave's a legend. I'm just Landon that works at the arcade. But Street Dancing Dave, he gets all the chicks. With Tom Anderson's War Stories. Those are so good. Have you seen all of them?
No, not yet. I've only watched like the first couple in that season, but the ones I watched were really good.
Did you see the one about the Jeep with the bad windshield wiper motor? And he makes him turn around from the battle to go get it fixed? Oh my gosh. That one's great. There's one where he's in Korea and they're in a farmhouse and they're like in a firefight and he's trying to help the guy who owns the farmhouse like figure out what's wrong with this hot water heater. Well, I'll tell you, your regulator's messed up. And he's like, can you show me where the shutoff valve is? And it zooms out and everybody in the house is laying there shot. And he's the only one. He's like, never mind, I'll find it. I'll just follow this pipe here to it and shut it off myself.
Oh, those are great. Those are, like, that's some of the best stuff I've seen in a long time.
This whole season has been awesome of Beavis and Butthead.
Spider-Man, takes a dump in a garbage can. That's Rob. He's Spider-Man. He takes a dump in a garbage can. Well, I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna look at all these Warhammer miniatures that I've painted. Kinda got the rules too. Don't have anybody to play with. I don't think I can call my wife into being a big enough nerd to play Warhammer, so you know. Whatever. But I've got cool painted toys all over my desk, so that's cool. Spider-Man takes a dump in a garbage can, spins a web in his eyes, catches thieves, eats some fries. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Easy quick, listen bud, he's got radioactive blood. That was a hard lyric to get into the tune. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Rob Man, eating worms out the garbage can. Log Dropper Luther. He was Log Jam Luther because he backed the toilet up. Rob is giving his children their good nights. And then he's going to immediately run in and scare the bejesus out of them wearing a Landon mask. Oh my gosh. It's Bigfoot. No, it's just Daddy in a Landon mask. It's 10 o'clock. I don't even know where my kid's at. I think he's in the bed or something. Daddy's back.
What? Were you whispering?
No, not at all. No, nothing. Nothing at all.
Look who's back. Oh, you hoser. Back you were saying again. Something. I heard you. You were hoser.
No, oh, you man. Don't know. You don't know nothing. You didn't hear anything.
I'm getting old, I'll tell you. Trying to pick the kids up, you know, when they're in, like, dead sleep. Oh, man. I'm about to pull my back out.
I just wake Lola up. I'm like, Lola, wake up. I'm not hurting my shoulder to pick you up again. What? Yeah, I hear you. Get into bed.
Do 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 do